Hey, Lo, help me out here. I need a six-letter word for duck.
Mallard.
Great, Mallard. M-A-L-L-A. No. Mallard doesn't fit. It's got seven letters.
That sure does, Brian. The L's are real skinny, so you can just squeeze them both into the same box. Just like that.
Okay, so if I needed a five-letter word for useless, I could use LOL and then take the two last L's and put them in one box.
Now you're catching on.
I'm looking for a nice, romantic place to take a woman for a special dinner. Have any suggestions?
Well, how about Pontrelli's?
Pontrelli's? Oh, Faye, that's a little pricey. I know. I'll just eat most of my steak and then send it back. Thanks.
Roy, how did you and your lady friend meet?
Well, we haven't exactly met. We answered each other's ads in the back of a magazine. That's why I'm a little nervous.
Why?
Well, I may have exaggerated about myself a bit. I mean, that's the way these things work. I just hope she's not going to be as disappointed in me as I'm sure I'm going to be in her.
How could she be disappointed in a romantic like you? After all, you did pick Valentine's Day for your first date.
Today's Valentine's Day? Damn. That means I'm going to have to get flowers, right?
Oh, I'm sorry. I almost ran into you.
Oh, I know. Look, why don't we back up and see if we can get it right this time?
Yeah.
Hey, can I help you with those?
No, thanks. They're light. They're just my sample cases.
Oh, sample. You're in sales, huh? Well, whatever you're selling, I'm buying. What am I buying?
Lingerie.
Well, being high-waisted, I'm murdered to fit, but I'll take a peekaboo teddy and a 42 regular.
Look, I gotta get going.
Oh, come on. You're making me work awful hard here. How about it? Would you like some lunch?
I have sales appointments for the rest of the day.
Oh, wow. That's too bad. Well, worth a shot. Thanks.
Hey, don't you people eat dinner on this island?
Yeah, I suppose we could. We have the technology. Well, great. So can you meet me back here at 8 o'clock? Oh, I'm Brian.
Stephanie.
Pretty sure it's Brian, but I'll double check.
I'll see you tonight.
Okay. Ellen?
Yeah, Joe.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Is this your idea of a joke?
No, it's my idea of chocolate. You know, some sweets for my sweetie.
How can you be so insensitive?
Wait, what are you talking about? It's Valentine's Day. You're supposed to give people candy on Valentine's Day.
You don't get it, do you, Joe?
No.
Oh, well, then I'm sorry. Forget about it. You're not insensitive. You're stupid.
Stupid? Stupid? I'm stupid?
Good, Joe. You're learning by repetition.
Look, I don't know what has gotten into you, but I don't have to take this.
Oh, fine, Joe. Happy Valentine's Day.
Yeah, same to you.
Helen, could I see you in Joe's office for a minute, please?
Hey, whose chocolates are these?
Yours.
Thanks.
Don't thank me, thank Joe.
So, you didn't forget.
What is it, Faye?
May I see your hand?
Ow!
Believe me, that hurt me more than it hurt you.
I don't think so.
Well, I do. I have a touch of arthritis in this hand. Now, Helen, Joe went out of his way to get you a nice present. How could you be so mean to him? You know how sensitive he is.
Oh, well, if he's so sensitive, why did he give me chocolates?
Oh, were you expecting diamonds? Little gold digger?
No, Faye, it's nothing like that. It's just that I've been fighting this weight problem all of my life, and now that I'm finally thin, my boyfriend wants to make me so huge that no one will be attracted to me ever again.
Oh, right. You caught on to his clever plan. Oh, I better call up and cancel that truckload of mashed potatoes he's having delivered to your house. Oh, Helen, you're making too big a deal of this. Joe's heart was in the right place.
Oh, Faye, I guess I really blew it. I'm just sort of new at having a boyfriend on Valentine's Day. I'm not really sure how to act.
Well, I'm not sure either, but if I were you, I'd try something else.
Hey, Brian, where's Helen? She closed up the counter and left for the day.
Oh, boy, she is ticked off at me about something. I don't know, I gave her a nice big box of Valentine candy and she went nuts.
Candy for someone who's been battling a weight problem ever since I started on solid food. Nah, that couldn't be it.
Oh, God, I better go call her.
Gee, do you think?
Excuse me, I'm looking for Roy Biggins.
I'll see if he's in. Hey, she double-crossed me. She's gorgeous. She didn't lie in her ad at all. What am I gonna do?
Now, Roy, pull yourself together. You're a fine-looking man who carries himself with style and class.
Right.
Now, tuck in your shirt, zip up your fly, and go and sweep that gal off your face.
Hi, Karen. I'm Roy Biggins. That was just my idea of a little joke.
Well, you did say you had a sense of humor.
Yeah, but I didn't say it was a good one.
You know, Roy, you're not at all what I pictured.
Yeah, look, I'd understand if, you know, you want to back out of this date right now. No hard feelings.
What makes you think I don't like what I see?
Please tell me there's no one standing behind me.
Some guy in coveralls with chocolate all over his face. Roy.
Yeah.
Roy, I came to Nantucket to have a Valentine's Day dinner with the charming man who wrote me all those lovely letters.
Well, in that case, madam, oh, your carriage awaits.
Why, thank you, sir. You know, I've never ridden in a Porsche before.
Oh, yeah, that. It's in the shop. Oh. But they did give me a loaner. Wait till you see it. A purple El Camino. But what can you do, huh?
Well, I tried to call her, but she wasn't home.
Joe Hackett?
Yeah.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Oh, thanks.
He's a cute one, Joe. I wish you both the best.
Sorry about this morning. I'd like to make it up to you. Meet me at our special place tonight, 8 o'clock. Your stupid Valentine. Oh, that's sweet. I better get going if I'm gonna make it.
Hey, where's this special place?
Indian Point. You know, the place where the kids go and park and make out? Yeah, that's where we had our first kiss. Well, you ought to know. You were hiding in the back seat.
You would have gotten a lot further if you weren't so hung up on privacy.
Signorina, are you ready to order?
Oh, no, thank you. I'm waiting for my Valentine. This is our special place.
Bellissima. Signorina, are you all right?
Oh, yes.
It has been so long, and still it does not show. You should not be alone.
I'm not alone.
Look around you. Due. Uno.
My boyfriend will be here any minute.
Of course, signorina. Whatever you say. Che tragedia.
Roy, this looks lovely.
Yeah, I've never really eaten here, but it sure smells good every time I drive by.
Roy.
Oh, hi,
she's
Helen.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, I know, and she seemed to be enjoying my company. Mm. We're obviously dealing with a very sick woman here.
Maybe she likes you.
Oh, come off it, Helen. I don't know what's wrong with her, but As God is my witness, I'm sure gonna find out.
Some prosciutto e melone?
No, I didn't order this.
Excuse me, please. My compliments. A little something in your stomach helps to ease the pain of your wretched loneliness.
I am not in pain.
Va bene.
Well, my feet hurt a little bit.
So, tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm originally from Cleveland, but my family moved to Gloucester when I was 8.
Oh, Gloucester's lovely. Ooh, very picturesque. Does insanity run in your family?
What?
Oh, nothing. They tell me this restaurant is really great. They say the chef came all the way over from Naples.
Really?
Ever been in prison?
No.
What a coincidence, me either.
Ah. Oh, yes. Yes, nothing like a little pre-dinner fashion show to stimulate the old appetite.
Well, I know I'm hungry. Aren't you gonna answer the phone?
Is that the phone? I thought my lips were ringing.
What?
Brian, is Joe there?
No, Joe is not here. I thought he was with you at your special place.
Well, he's not. I've been waiting at this damn restaurant for over an hour.
Restaurant?
Yeah, down at Pontrelli's.
Yes. Well, you know, he just got a late start is all, but I'm sure he'll be there any second now.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Okay.
Now, Stephanie, I hate to leave you at this critical juncture, but I've got to deliver a message to my brother, otherwise his girlfriend will hate him for the rest of his days. Promise me you'll be here upon my return.
Absolutely. No problem.
Thank you.
And when you get back, I'll be wearing this.
I mean, we're brothers, but it's not like we're Siamese twins.
Go.
Ellen?
Hey!
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry about that. It's my mistake.
What the hell do you think you're doing?
Oh, just looking...
Yeah, I noticed. Listen, my girlfriend and I came up here to have a good time. What are you doing up here alone?
Oh, I'm not alone. I'm waiting for someone.
Go! Oh, this is perfect. Hey, Elaine, just waiting for another guy.
It's not another guy. It's my brother.
Oh, and I thought it was something weird.
Brian... What are you doing here?
Freezing my giblets off so I could save yours. Now look, you're in the wrong special place. Helen has been sitting at Pontrelli's for the last hour.
Pontrelli's?
Yeah.
Great. My special place is where we kissed, and her special place is where we ate. All right, throw the bike in back. Get in, let's go. Come on. I don't believe this. It's dead. We'll have to take the bike.
But why don't we just ask him if he'll jump us?
No, please. Don't. Get on. By the way, nice dress.
What, this whole thing?
So.
No, he does not show.
I hate to see a beautiful woman alone on such a romantic night. Giacomo, vieni. He's only a busboy now, but he has... And the weight written all over
him. Oh, no, it's really...
Signorina, meet my cousin Giacomo.
Hello.
Your Valentine for this evening.
Hi.
Lei ha un culo molto soldo. Cosa vuoi mi aggrapparsi? Questo mi piace una donna.
What'd he say?
He say you're nice.
So, Karen.
Yes, Roy?
Have you always been a woman?
What?
I'm not saying they didn't do a good job.
Do
Do you mind if I'm honest with you?
Well, it's about time.
You lied about your looks. Fine. I don't get hung up on looks. And at first I found your awkward shyness to be endearing. But your overwhelming insecurity and your total lack of self-esteem borders on the pathetic. So although you were not unattractive to me when we first met, you have certainly become so. I'm sorry, but consider this date officially over.
I knew it. You're afraid of commitment.
Well, Roy, looks like we've both been left in the lurch.
What happened to your date?
Oh, she turned out to be a real screwball.
What about you?
Joe stood me up. I asked him to meet me here because this is where we had our first date. But I guess he's still mad at me.
I thought your first date was when you went to park up at Indian Point.
No, that was after. We went here first. Surely Joe wouldn't have... See you, Roy. Happy Valentine's Day.
So, you two are alone. Angela, vieni! Signore, can I help you?
Yeah, maybe. I'm looking for my girlfriend. She's a cute blonde, about this tall.
So. Finally, it comes.
So, she was here?
Yes, all alone for 2 hours. Signore, I suggest you leave.
Wait, but I...
Giacomo! Vieni. Signore, this man can disembowel a pig in 28 seconds. Pig, you, no difference. Maybe 5 seconds. Why you do this thing to such a beautiful lady?
It was a misunderstanding. I thought we were going to meet in one place, and she thought we were going to meet in another.
Oh, this is so sad. Star-crossed lovers. It's Romeo and Juliet.
Well, this is just great. No.
Signore, please, you sit. Giacomo, some Chianti for my friend.
Coffee break.
His first words of English. Chianti!
Women, they never see anything from our perspective. They always take the female side.
Le donne non sono mai soddisfatti di quello che dai, eh?
You're all spoiled, little bambine. They don't get their way and it's boo.
La donna mobile, qual più malvento.
What the hell is going on here?
What?
I just got back from Indian Point, where some kid told me that you left on a bike with a man wearing a dress.
That was Brian.
Do you mind if we have a little privacy?
Hey, Helen. Anything you can say to me, you can say in front of my Goombas.
Joe?
Okay. Le donne sono tutte bambine. Datemi un momento solo, per favore. Grazie.
Prego.
What did you learn to speak Italian?
I don't speak Italian.
Joe, how could you think that Indian Point was our special place? This restaurant is where we had our first romantic dinner.
Yeah, but Helen, Indian Point, it's where we had our first romantic kiss.
Okay, I guess that was kind of special.
Oh, I really messed this up, didn't I?
No, Joe, I'm sorry I yelled at you about those chocolates.
Well, it was pretty insensitive of me to give you that candy. Cannoli?
No, thank you. I just wanted this Valentine's Day to be extra special. I've never had a good one, never.
Never?
Do you know what it's like to be the fattest girl in school on Valentine's Day?
No.
You know how everybody would exchange Valentines? Well, everyone would get all these really great ones, you know, like Mickey kissing Minnie. And I'd always get the lame-o ones, like Dopey hugging a tree stump. And I only got that because the teacher told the boys they had to give one to everybody.
Dopey's cute.
Dopey's a bald dwarf with big ears. And then the only date I would have on Valentine's Day would be a 2-pound box of chocolates, which I bought for myself. Then after an hour, when it was gone, I would be all alone again. So sometimes, like when you didn't show up tonight, I just still see myself as that fat little girl.
Hey, Helen, I am sitting here and I see a warm, tender, sexy woman with soft eyes and a big heart.
Oh, you're drunk.
But I'm not blind.
Thank you, Joe.
Be my Valentine?
Be mine.
That's amore.
Through the years, one special relationship has always brought Cliff Huxtable comfort and joy. The love he has for his Hoagie.
Don't eat.
The Eternal Triangle, a man, a woman, and a sandwich. On The Cosby Show, next on Nick at Night.